This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you think about Matt Ryan? I don't think this is indisputable, Mike. Whether you think the contract was deserving or he got too much, yada, 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 the fact is that Matt Ryan's resume is pretty impressive, and his career has been impressive thus far. Now, where he currently is, do you think that he is a Hall of Famer? And as this article points out, and I'm going to read this and then we'll get into it, basically it states that, listen, Matt Ryan's career has been impressive. Now you're talking about been in the league, you know, a decade. And if Ryan can earn, all right, a second MVP and a second Super Bowl appearance, not win, MVP and Super Bowl appearance, that'd be in a three-year span, then it'll be hard to keep him out of Canton, as this article points out. He says, but consider how much talent is around him in Atlanta. And they go on to talk about his Pro Bowl campaigns and how many times he's been in the playoffs, Mike. So in his 10 NFL seasons, he started 158 games. He's been very durable. He's only missed two starts due to injury. Thrown for over 41,000 yards already and 260 touchdowns.
And I remember that's when he had, like, the turf toe. That was back in, like, 09. I got to go back. I mean, that's, but you still got back-to-back winning seasons that year as well. Matt, when you look at the guys that are ahead of him on all-time passing yards, Matt is 16th on the list right now. And you got Joe Montana. Now, again, the league has changed. It's a much more passing league now. Passing yards, pass defense rules, all that contributes. So you could argue that 50,000, Carl, would be the new 40,000. Is that fair to say?
It is.
But Montana, 40,000 yards. You got Matt Ryan sitting there at 41,000. Up next, Matt, halfway through next season, Matt will pass Dan Fouts, who's in the Hall of Fame and never won a Super Bowl, but, of course, played with those amazing offensive teams on the Chargers that, unfortunately for Eric Coryell, were defensively challenged. There's a bunch of guys that have got Super Bowl rings that are ahead of Matt, like Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, you know, Eli Manning, John Elway, Ben Roethlisberger. But the one name that came up real quick, Philip Rivers has got 8,000 more yards than Matt. Do you consider Philip Rivers a Hall of Fame quarterback?
See, here's the thing, and we were arguing about this off air. You can hit us up 404-741-0929 if you want to call or text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. He hadn't won enough for me. Philip Rivers has put a lot of numbers up, but to me, he hasn't won enough. And for all that we talk about Matt Ryan and the things that we wish that this team will accomplish or would have accomplished, the fact is we've been in it. Six of his 10 years, we've had a shot to maybe go there. And then we did go there. So for me, when you start talking about that as a context, Mike, is it just about putting up these numbers in a passing league now? Because me, that's how I see Philip Rivers, is a guy that's been to, what, one AFC championship game and just consistently hasn't won enough in the big moments for me to go, yeah, all right, well, he's got 8,000 yards more. That's the thing. I just think that is a misleading number when it comes to a guy like Philip Rivers. And this is not about whether you take Rivers over Matt Ryan. Right. This is just simply saying, what is the real criteria when you start talking about it?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.